Oh, excitement building. 4 minutes. 4 minutes. I wish it was 4 minutes. 4 days to go until the grand final. What are you holding three fingers up for, Wisp?
Because there's some nominations coming through for the number three tomorrow off the text. This is from a Bev in Kyabram. What about Gary Lyon? Why don't you talk to Gary Lyon about the D's?
We'll fill up our knob file pretty quickly if you start interviewing me tomorrow. Lots
another
of nominations.
Another one from Panch as well.
We'll get back to them in a moment. Matt Hill's got a massive day Saturday. He's going to call the races. He's got Group 1 racing Friday. He's got Group Racing on Saturday. He's at Bulldog. We spoke to him yesterday, so he's up and about. Katie Price is a passionate Melbourne supporter, partner of Brad Green, who's the footy director at the Demons. She's also going to have a very busy day, I would imagine. G'day, Katie.
Can you believe it, Gaz? We're here.
No, I can't, to be perfectly honest.
So good.
How are your nerves?
Not too bad at the moment. I think this two-week build-up has been quite a stretch. But I think it's just going to grow and grow as the week goes on. So it's a bit weird being in Melbourne and obviously not being able to be there. So you lose a bit of that, but certainly around the house, it's going to grow throughout the week, I can tell you that much.
The wave of emotion can be extreme. I work with people who are mad Melbourne supporters. They're very, very confident the first week, and now they're starting to second-guess themselves in the second week. Have you been experiencing that too, Katie?
I have. To be honest, before the prelim, I didn't think I would be too nervous. And I was sitting at work in the build-up and started just getting really twitchy and edgy. You know, you can't sit still. So I was definitely feeling it. Brad will hate me saying this as well, but around home, he started to get a bit cranky, I reckon, the night before and the morning of. And I was like, geez, he's in a bit of a mood. What's going on? And then suddenly I tweaked and I went, oh, hang on. This is the pre-game nerves kicking in.
Have you got the cheese platter organised? Gary, have you got that list in front of you? Gary, I don't know whether you heard this or not early in the program, Katie, but there's a well-known Melbourne fan out there that's already got his cheese platter organised.
This is the cheese board man, okay. Katie, Ned Trumbull. He's got Sydney Rock oysters, chilled king prawn, smoked salmon, white anchovy, some chicken pate, a roast duck, a half or a whole, he doesn't know, pork and pistachio tureen, some Sicilian green olives, a baguette, three different cheeses, and some celery and carrot sticks. Is that what you're getting ready for Brad on grand final day?
Oh. Sounds bloody good. Can we put an order in?
So you're going to be, this is the other thing that all supporters of the Dogs and the Demons are just wrestling with at the moment. You spoke about the fact that, you know, you can't be here. In normal circumstances, you'd be here in a flash. And you can't get together with mates. You can't get together with all your friends and family and supporters groups. You're going to just have to watch it on your own.
Yes, yeah. It's interesting because, you know, the kids obviously get dressed up and they pull out all their gear and they've got the flags going all over the house and things. Ollie, yeah. the eldest, who's 11, he likes to watch it on his own. So he normally tucks himself in bed. He's a bit like Dad. He's a shocking watcher. So sticks the headphones on and wants to watch it on his own. And then, yeah, Brad will be screaming at the TV in the lounge room. So it's interesting times.
It is. Who wins and why?
Oh, obviously I'm going to say Melbourne, but I genuinely believe that they can. I think they've just got so much talent across all lines. I think defensively is probably where they've got the edge on the Dogs. They've been able to keep teams to, I think, an average score of about 70 across the season. So I think if they can do that on Saturday, they should win. Alex Keith being injured, I expect that he will play, but that is perhaps another area that the D's, I think, can probably expose them. Obviously, both great midfields. So I think it'll come down to that defensive aspect and perhaps maybe Melbourne's forward line as well.
And what about the Norm Smith medal?
Norm Smith, I'm going with Clary. I'm probably going with a lot of people here, but I just think he's just taken his game to a whole new level. He's such a brute around the contest. And he's quick too. Like, he just seems to be able to find so much space. And I think he's improved his game out of sight and particularly his kicking. So I just love watching him. I think he's probably surpassed Christian Petrarca even. So Clary for mine is where my money is.
Katie Price, are you going to be in one of Bradley's old number 18 jumpers while you watch this grand final?
Oh, boy, that's a fight, isn't it? So sure about that, Gaz.
I think there's some interest there. Hey, good luck to you and to Bradley, of course, who's a huge part of the Demon history and now as the footy director. So extra special in your house on Saturday. So good luck and thanks for jumping on this morning.
Thanks so much, guys, and go Deeps.
Katie Price, Channel 10's own fantastic girl, great Melbourne supporter.
And she and Michael Felgate are going to be the faces of the Spring Carnival for Channel 10 for their broadcast of the Spring Carnival as well.
Beautiful. She's a very knowledgeable race.
Does a great job.
Horse, what do you call it? Race horsing?
A race horsing person, yes.